Look, there's certainly an element of it in certain places around Victoria, and BFF have been very strong over the last couple of years at trying to get our members to adopt the right practice. So our workplace relations team have been out running forums everywhere, making sure that they pay the right wages and put their workers in the right conditions. And that's whether they're an Australian worker or a backpacker or an overseas worker.
Have you come across many reports of it? Have people talked to you about it?
Look, I haven't come across any incidents of it happening. I've had very few reports. I mean, last night's Four Corners show seemed to say it was more widespread than what we believe. But again, we're trying to address the issue and certainly encouraging all farmers and certainly all of our members to do the right thing.
What responsibility does the farmer hold here?
Well, the responsibility of the farmer is to make sure that their employment contractor does the right thing. So we do that by getting them to go through our workplace relations team and doing a check on them to make sure that they're a reputable employer so that they're covered off. So I think it's a real concern that there are contractors out there that aren't doing the right thing.
How big is the temptation, I suppose, for growers that potentially aren't VFF members to just find their own workers?
Well, I suppose it's an easy way to go through a contract employer to do it because it's pretty onerous trying to line up a heap of backpackers or workers to do your fruit picking. So it is much easier to do it that way, but without doing the checks and balances on the contractor, you put yourself at risk. So again, we encourage people to go through the right channels and make sure that they do a check on their contractor.
Do you think there is enough of a willingness from farmers to put their hands up and report something if they think something isn't right? Is there enough of a desire to do that, or is it easier to just cast it aside and say, oh, it's not really my problem?
Well, certainly once upon a time it was easy just to leave it be and let somebody else deal with it. But now I think the onus has been put on the industry to clean up this act. And certainly the VFF are pushing our members to make sure that they point out people that aren't doing the right thing. And that's also to help farmers line up the right contractors again, because it is a real concern that people aren't doing the right thing out there. And we want, people that are working on farms to be paid the right wages and also be treated properly and housed properly.
So do you think the regulations need to change the way that this is being enforced? I mean, in some cases, you could argue it doesn't really seem to be working very well.
Well, we believe regulation isn't doing a very good job at all. So there certainly needs to be regulations around the contractors to make sure that they are doing the right thing. I don't think there is enough onus on those contractors to make sure they've got the correct documentation, to make sure they're covering off, and to make sure that they provide the farmer with the right documentation to say, well, he's done everything right. So there is concern. Natalie Hutchinson is certainly talking about changing legislation, and I think the VFF would be certainly supportive of that.